Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. This weekend was World Backup Day, and the main focus of World Backup Day was to get consumer awareness out there about keeping decent backups. That's of course not easy, even though more modern operating systems, like for example OS X with Time Machine, make it easier than it used to be. The primary backup medium probably for home users is USB disks, and they can work quite well, but don't last forever. The other thing to consider, of course, is theft. If you keep the USB disk connected to your system all the time, it may just get stolen with the system itself. But what are the alternatives? Of course, a cloud is a big thing and certainly something to consider for the consumer. But then again, who controls the data that you're sending, and is it sufficiently encrypted? You should always be wary if the cloud provider is doing the encryption for you. The encryption, in order to work correctly, has to be done on the client before the data is sent off. And then, of course, the problem is also bandwidth, and that it can take quite some time to actually restore a backup image if you don't have a real fast internet connection. So take some time today, make sure your backups are working, and all those images and such, and tax documents or whatever you have at home, are sufficiently backed up and actually accessible. I did actually have some good luck recently with CDs. I had to restore a backup that was about 10 years old from a CD, and it was still working. That's not the norm for CDs. CDs tend to degrade after a couple of years. And one of our handlers, Mark Hoffman, is working on a project to try and figure out some issues with SQL injection. If you wouldn't mind sharing some weblogs with him, so if you do have any kind of weblogs that indicate SQL injection, he's in particular looking for 500 errors, but pretty much anything with SQL injection is of value to him. Read his diary, and it has a couple bit more details there, and you can just upload those logs if you want via our contact form. That usually is best to send us any kind of larger file. And if you're running Postgres, you may want to keep your ears open next week or this week for a major security patch. Turns out that the Postgres team restricted access to its source code that's managed via Git on GitHub, and only registered committers are able to access the source code, because they're going to fix what they're considering a major security flaw. And in order to avoid leaking details about the security flaw, they're restricting access to the repository. Now, I was a little bit torn about talking about this. It sounds weird in a sense that there are probably other ways to do this. However, it looks legit. The Git repository is not available, and the original note was published last Friday or Saturday on March 28th, not on April 1st. So I don't think that's an April 1st joke, as some people suggested. But anyway, at this point, not much you can do but watch for an announcement from Postgres whether or not there will be a new version this week or early next week, or whether this just turned out to be a somewhat odd joke. And some Apple developers are reporting that their iMessage accounts are under sporadic denial of service attacks. Turns out that iMessage is not rate limited by Apple, unlike SMS messages. SMS messages can come in quite fast, but typically the telecom company is putting some kind of a rate limit on SMS messages. In the iMessage case, this appears not to be the case. So it's possible to spam a target with thousands and tens of thousands of messages, which in some cases apparently locks up the device. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.